Now, joining me on the phone is Rick Siegel. Rick is... Rick, if I got this right, are you part of a group called 9/11 Researchers?
I own the site, 9/11researchers.com.
You are 9/11researchers.com.
Right.
Now, you guys are in a way, have gone beyond some others in the 9/11 truth movement. You're starting to look at individuals some of whom were even victims of the attack, rather than just governments. What is it that you feel was going on with certain people? Well, I think one in particular, a fellow named Mariani. Yeah, who died in the attack.
Yeah, Mariani. I think that's in a blog from a girl or a guy named Amanda. So, and I'm not really familiar what happened with Mariani, other than there was somebody said something about their address was posted and it was taken out of the white pages. So we checked to make sure that was correct. And as long as it was in the white pages, we couldn't really take it down. We were very, like, this is a freedom of speech site. I was a 9/11 eyewitness that day. I filmed it for OnlineTV.com from Hoboken, and I got dragged into these 9/11 truth movement people because they saw some things in this video that I shot. And then what they did is took that video, and this woman, Sophia Safquat from Avatar in this 9/11 Mysteries, took the actual real sounds that were in there and replaced them with explosions and used this whole film to try and prove government complicity. Now, I understand the government has got a lot of corruption. No one doesn't know somebody who's corrupt in government, but to use fictitious, they took my tape and they, you know, I got the real one. I'm sitting there looking at it and they put in explosions. So, and there are explosions, but they're not there where they're saying it, and then they take explosions from one section and put it onto another building. And
Rick, who did this again?
This was Sophia Safquat from Avatar in a movie called 9/11 Mysteries. So I released 9/11 Raw, but just my raw tape, because I was tired of all these people that are, there's UFOs in there and strange things, and I want the actual raw footage, because here, take this and don't make stuff up. And
well, let's cut to the chase. Do you consider yourself part of the 9/11 truth movement?
I went in there because they invited me, because I have this tape. And I saw what they were doing, and I cannot say that I'm part of this 9/11 truth movement, because what they're trying to do is make things up. They got a story and they wrap facts around it. There's nothing. That's why 9/11 researchers there is to look at the facts. We're closer with the. I look at the.
Are you a partner with Nico Haupt?
No, Nico's a poster on there, and there's no partner. You know, come on, partner means something to me. Oh, he posts the most wild stuff on there. Boy, do I know. It's like people complain, and I don't know about this porn stuff, and I don't know how far to stretch it. Like I said, I'm into the freedom of speech part.
They're accusing a victim of the attack as being part of the conspiracy to stage the attack, because this particular victim, Mariani, turned over his property or...
Oh, yeah, okay, I saw that. And the woman was on the site. She was on there. And she got tricked by a guy named John Albanese. Actually, I think it's Albanese. So, and this guy's a real clown. He's a wannabe filmmaker. I mean, I got to meet all these people because they pulled me in and I got to speak. And I speak about freedom and liberty.
Are you now able to, because you've had such a close proximity to these people and they've used your tape, are you able to condemn... the 9/11 truth movement? Are you disavowing it? Will you expose them for being the charlatans?
The ones that are charlatans, because like in there are good and honest people who want to like investigate and see what was going on. They think there was some problem. There's investigation that should have been made. I was from New York. I lost a lot of friends. I lost my companies in those buildings. I was supposed to be across the street there early in the morning, and I didn't make it, and I had to watch it, and there I was. I lived in Hoboken, so I have a lot of pain and suffering. To watch that, I'm telling you, when you see it, it's nothing like watching it on TV. This was the most horrifying thing.
Where do you live now?
I'm in Europe. I don't even want to be around there in America. I don't want to be near any of that movement. It's like, I don't mind some of the people, but the movement itself, like all those leaders, Fetzer, who this guy actually says, I show him all the errors that they're doing, and it isn't errors. You have to strip the audio out of the video.
And what did he say?
He goes, he calls it a retrospective fallacy, and it's the best we have. I said, but it's lies. And they go, well, it depends on how you use words. So, you put a word.
Are you accusing these guys of taking your original tape and altering it to prove their point?
Oh, absolutely. It's on the 9/11 research site. That's why they're trying to pin this on us. Like, they tried to pin that we, on 9/11 researchers, made death threats to this guy, John Albanese. And what happened is we exposed all these death threats he made. But if you don't read it carefully, because they're using all the quotes from this guy, it looks like there's a message about death threats. So we lost our service provider because he himself went to him and had it thrown off. But it's basically there to expose all the fakery and frauds. That's what 9/11...
Rick Siegel, yes. Rick, 9/11 researchers. Rick, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rick, very much for getting your story out.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.